Storm Bran is here and is making its way across the country. The entire country will come under a status orange wind warning throughout the day. It's already in effect for counties Carlow, Kilkenny, Wexford, Wicklow, Cork, Kerry, Limerick, Tipperary and Waterford, and will remain in place until 3 p.m. in those counties. An orange wind warning will come into effect from 11 o'clock this morning for Cavan, Monaghan, Clare, Dublin, Kildare, Laois, Longford, Louth, Meath, Offaly, Westmeath and all of Connacht from 9 p.m. Until 9 p.m. from 11 o'clock today. And a status orange wind warning will be in place for Donegal from 2 p.m. until 9 p.m. tonight. And on the water all across the southeast, south and west coast of Ireland, from Wexford, Waterford through Cork and Kerry right up to Donegal, there is a status red marine warning. Storm Bran is also bringing lots of heavy rain, with a status yellow rain warning for many southern counties, although that is beginning to clear to the north now. We're joined now by Keith Leonard, National Director of Fire and Emergency Management. Good morning, Keith Leonard.
Good morning, Justin.
What can you tell us about the impact of Storm Bran so far? Or is it too early to say yet?
It's too early to say yet, Justin. But look, we know that this is going to be a multi-hazard event, as you described. You've got very high wind speeds. You've got rainfall really in many parts of the country on very saturated ground already. And you've got those extremely difficult coastal conditions across the country. So really going to be a difficult day out there for people moving about today. And we caution people to be very careful and to be very mindful of the conditions.
Which parts of the country are you most concerned about right now?
So it's that western seaboard right around really from Cork and Kerry up to Donegal, I think, where the impacts are going to be hardest felt. But it's a very dynamic system, so you know it could, the those kind of difficult, particularly high winds, could present with very little notice at any part of the country really today.
Is flooding still a concern?
Yeah, we're no doubt we will see both coastal flooding in some areas, and also over the next number of days, because it might be a little bit of a lag, we could see flooding in our rivers, particularly in the flashier catchments.
Are you expecting people to be without power today then?
Yes, we think there's going to be significant impact on power, again, particularly across that western coastal areas and coming across around into Cavan, Monaghan and kind of across the border areas. We'll see a lot of people, unfortunately, who lose power for a while today.
Often when power is lost, the water supply is affected because it requires power to run some of the pumps at the water station. So is the water supply likely to be impacted today as well?
There may be some impacts, but what I will say is over the last 6 months, Irish Water have installed 30 fixed generators and have 80 mobile generators on hand. So there's a significant kind of increase in the resilience in the water network when compared to, let's say, Storm Éowyn.
You mentioned Storm Éowyn, and the analysis in the aftermath of that highlighted the need for community response centres to be identified. Have they been identified, and will they be available today and over the coming days if people are without power and might need them?
If there is any protracted power outages, that the community centres will come up into place. We have a list of about 400 of them at the moment. The local authorities kind of coordinate the community centres and operate them. But yeah, they will certainly be brought online where they're needed. But hopefully the impacts of this event won't be at the scale that those centres will
okay.
be needed.
And your advice then for people who must travel today, and for people who, I mean, there's often a temptation, isn't there, for people to go to the coast to witness the power of these storms for themselves. What's your advice to people then today?
The key piece is to keep away from those coastal edges, harbours, piers, those low-lying promenades during all of today, really, and into tomorrow. And they'll be very dangerous and difficult conditions. And again, for people who are driving, you know, that rainfall combined with the wind makes very difficult driving conditions. And the key piece to mitigate that is to slow down.
Okay. All right, Keith. Thank you very much. That's Keith Leonard, National Director of Fire and Emergency Management.